Larry Harmon's TV, Bozo and the Hide-and-Seek Elephant, by William Johnston. Illustrated by Alan Hubbard and Millie Jankar. A little golden book from 1968. Bozo! Bozo! Butch called. Queenie the elephant is missing, and she's due in the center ring in half an hour.
Golly tamale, that's bad, said Bozo.
Is she hiding again?
Butch nodded. Queenie and Big Frida had words. Queenie's feelings got hurt. Just like always, she went off and hid.
And just like always, I'll bet she's pretending to be a something she really isn't, said Bozo.
Well, don't get all discombobulated, Butchy boy. We'll take a little hippity-hop-hop and find that little elephant.
Faster than a firefly can flit, Bozo and Butch popped into the Bozo-mobile. As they took off, Butch pointed to a big poster.
Look, Bozo, there's her picture. Life-size, star of the circus. People will be mighty disappointed when she isn't there.
Bozo just glanced at the poster. He was thinking aloud. Now let me see. Once she hid out in a pasture, looking like a big rock. And once she pretended to be a school bus. Suddenly, Bozo broke off. A treetop below them was twitching strangely.
Look there, Butchy boy, he said. It's worth a try. I'm going to land.
Yeah, Bozo, said Butch as they settled to the ground. But what would Queenie pretend to be in a forest?
Think, said Bozo.
That little elephant's legs are like tree trunks.
Why, she could have covered herself with branches and be hiding out as a whole clumpity clump of trees.
Bozo and Butch hopped out of the Bozo-mobile and trotted into the forest. They walked among the trees, calling,
Where are you, Queenie?
But not one of those trees had an elephant trunk, or elephant ears, or elephant eyes.
Queenie may be pretending to be a something else, Bozo said, but I don't think it's a forest.
15 minutes to go, Bozo, said Butch as they took off.
What now?
Bozo thought hard.
Let's hippity-hop past that poster again, he said. Maybe it'll give us an idea.
And so they flew back to the circus and dipped low for another look. Suddenly, Bozo snapped his fingers. He pointed at Queenie's trunk.
The spitting image of a fire hose, he said. Could be our Queenie is hiding out as...
A fire engine, shouted Butch, like the time she painted herself orange and hid among the school buses. Faster than a fish with greased fins, they flew to the nearest firehouse. There they nosed in and out among the fire engines, calling,
Queenie! Oh, Queenie! Where are you hiding? Come out wherever you are!
The fire engines did have big fire hoses, but they were all for real fires. Not one of them had an elephant trunk or answered to the name of Queenie. Suddenly the fire chief appeared.
What's going on here? He asked suspiciously.
Nothing, chief, Bozo answered, but a little old elephant hunt.
She's painted red, added Butch, and goes ding when the alarm sounds. The chief thought they were poking fun at him. His face turned a fiery red.
Hokey smoky, Bozo exclaimed. Let's go, Butchy boy, before the chief goes up in smoke.
5 more minutes, Butch moaned as they climbed back into the Bozo-mobile, and there'll be a tent full of sad people at the circus. Bozo's forehead was crinkled up in a thoughtful frown as he headed the Bozo-mobile back to the circus. But then, as they came in sight of the poster once more, his face lit up.
Butchy boy, he shouted, I've got me a brainy brainstorm. Yes, sir, Reedy, that little elephant cooked up a tricky trick this time. Come on.
He landed the Bozo-mobile near the poster and hopped out.
Bozo, wait, called Butch. What is Queenie this time? A giant-sized mouse?
No, sir, Reedy, Bozo replied as they neared the poster. That smart little elephant is pretending to be herself. With that, Bozo strode to the poster. He bowed low.
Hey-dee-ho and hidey-hoo, and a howdy to you, Miss Queenie, he said,
and he pulled the trunk on the picture.
Queenie trumpeted loudly.
Our missing Queenie, Bozo said proudly, has been standing in front of this poster all the time, pretending to be her own picture.
Well,
Big Frida said she was sorry for having words with Queenie, and Queenie said she was sorry she made everyone worry.
and the circus boss was so glad to have Queenie there on time that he ordered an extra bale of hay for dessert.
"Butchie boy," Bozo said as they watched Queenie enter the ring just in time to do her act.
"This has been a real handy-dandy little adventure."
"It has," asked Butch.
"You bet your boots," said Bozo.
"Why do you say that?" Butch asked his friend.
"Why," exclaimed Bozo, "if it ever happens now that somebody needs to hide an elephant, we're the only ones in the whole ding-dong world who know how. De-ho-ho-ho."
And Bozo sat down to watch the show, chuckling to himself. The end.